This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Friday night that Hurricane Dorian has strengthened into a Category 4 storm and called it extremely dangerous. Before leaving for Camp David, President Donald Trump said that he is monitoring the situation.
You could get places with 6 to 10 inches of rain and even 10 to 15. But remember, don't focus on just the exact areas. That can shift back and forth depending on the track. And also the storm surge. We're going to be running some models over the next couple of days. Typical Cat 4, you can see 10 foot plus a storm surge.
That is Ken Graham with the National Hurricane Center. And the president also spoke on the matter.
Hurricane is roaring and it could be a big one. We're hoping that it maybe makes a right and goes up north, but that's about a 5% chance. It's not looking good.
Forecasters say Dorian is packing sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour as it turns toward Florida's east coast. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong said that he will not surrender even after he was charged with by Hong Kong police with organizing an illegal protest on Friday. Lucy Fielder reports.
Hong Kong authorities charged two pro-democracy activists on Friday for organizing an illegal protest as they try to clamp down on unrest that has rocked the territory. Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow were released on bail.
Even I've been jailed for 3 times and I need to face a trial on 8th of November, which means 3 months later. But we still keep on our fight. We shall not surrender. And I urge international communities to send a clear message to President Xi. Sending troops or using emergency ordinance is not the way out.
Wong led the pro-democracy umbrella movement 5 years ago and his